Welcome to Tim Bray's Ongoing podcast, which is an audio version of a selection of the articles on my blog, also called Ongoing. I'm Tim Bray. You can find the blog at tbray.org. This is pretty well the same story you'd experience by reading it, but some people would rather listen. Here we go. This article was published on the 22nd of September, 2021, and is entitled Blues Kid Demo. I've been in the conversation around Twitter's Blue Sky project, that's a link, and last December I posted Blue Sky Identity, another link, a proposal for mapping between social media identities based on public keys and signatures. Recently, Blue Sky announced the Satellite Contest, that's a link, whose goal is to take identities on three or more online properties and, quote, link them in a way that anyone can verify you are the author owner of all, end quote, which is more or less what Blue Sky Identity is all about. So I pulled together a working demo called Blueskid, that's B-L-U-E-S-K-I-D, on GitHub, that's a link. This is a quick walkthrough of Blueskid. Well, I needed a project name, and Blue Sky Identity has six syllables. Blueskid is euphonious and only has two, and blueskid.net was available. And I get this mental image of a kid playing blues, which is a link to this little skinny 10-year-old white kid playing along with James Cotton. It's cool. Contest? Blueskid is not an entry in the Satellite Contest. First of all, I'm sort of a Blue Sky insider, and the idea is to bring in ideas from the community. Second, Satellite is looking for something with a focus on decentralization and radical innovation. Blueskid uses public key and ledger technologies that, in the software technology context, are as old as dirt. I offer Blueskid as a low bar that the Satellite offerings really ought to raise. So, let's watch it at work. The assertions. Here is a recent Twitter post. And I have a picture of the Twitter post from me, based earlier this month, and it says, oops, and then it's got a little drum emoji, a letter C, a guitar emoji, and then 55555, and another drum emoji. And it's got its URL there underneath it. The tweet contains an assertion representing a claim by the provider identity twitter.com@timbray to the Blue Sky identity, BID, 00000055555. Let's unpack that. We know that the claim is from twitter.com@timbray because it's posted to the @timbray Twitter account. Since we're going to be posting assertions to social media, they need syntax to delimit them from any other text that might be in the post and to separate the fields. Since I'm a fun-loving guy, the beginning and end of an assertion are marked by drum, which is a Unicode character just called drum, and the fields are separated by a little guitar, which is another Unicode character called guitar. I'm not going to claim this is optimal, but it worked okay in the demo. The assertion has two fields. The first is the letter C, saying this is a claim assertion. The second gives the Blue Sky identifier, in this case a bunch of fives, that's being claimed. In Blueskid, Blue Sky identifiers are represented by unsigned 64-bit integers. There's a lot to be said about how they might be structured and minted, but for the purposes of the demo, we just need something that can be represented in a string, in this case, uppercase hex characters. Another Twitter post. Now, this one I'm not going to read out to you. It's complicated and has, you know, six fields separated by little guitar characters, but I'll describe them in the text that I'm going to get to in a minute. And it's got its URL there. And it was followed shortly by a Tumblr post, which, by golly, also contains guitars and drums and lots of fields. These two assertions are designed to work together. Each has six fields. In the first, G says this assertion grants a BID, that's from Twitter, and A, that it accepts one. The second field gives the BID being granted. The third is a nonce in Base64. This is currently 64 bits, which is kind of short by nonce standards, and I need to find someone with real cryptographic security skills for advice. I'm having trouble thinking through attack models. At the moment, I think 64 bits is plenty, but it would be unsurprising if I were wrong. The fourth is an ED25519 public key, once again in Base64. The encoding uses the horrible old ASN.1 PEMP PKIX machinery, which would be silly if the whole world used Go, but many other popular libraries in popular languages assume that this is the one and only way to interchange public keys. Thus, it's the right thing to do in an internet protocol. The fifth is a signature, Base64 again, produced by applying the corresponding private key to the nonce. The sixth is the counterparty. In the grant assertion, the receiving PID, and in the accept assertion, the granting PID. There is another pair of posts to grant that same 55555 Blue Sky identity from twitter.com@timbray to mastodon.cloud@timbray. Here and here are links to them. Also, note that 1. The nonces are different, and so are the signatures. 2. The keys are identical. 3. The BIDs are identical. 4. The Grant post is known to be published by twitter.com at timbray and names tumblr.com at trunic, while the Accept post is known to be published by tumblr.com at trunic and names twitter.com at timbray. You might ask where the private key corresponding to the public key is stored. The answer is nowhere. It existed in the Blues Kid server just long enough to produce the two signatures, then it was overwritten. It doesn't exist anymore. It is my belief that these social media posts taken together establish that at some point the owner of twitter.com at timbray and of tumblr.com at trunic had access to the same private key and published commitments respectively to grant and accept the 55555 BID. The same exercise was performed for mastodon.cloud at timbray. Blueskid also knows about an unclaim assertion, not illustrated here, whose effect is just what you'd expect. QED. My claim is that these assertions and social media posts constitute a verifiable proof that the same entity controlled both PIDs and expressed an intent to share a BID. But even if you exist with me, even if you agree with me, the social media posts by themselves aren't very useful. If you wanted to know what BIDs exist and which PIDs they're shared between, you'd need to read all the posts from everyone in the universe and look for Blueskid assertions. So, the ledger. As the Blue Sky Identity post outlines, you need a ledger to make this work. For each of the BID claim, grant, and unclaim assertions, there needs to be a ledger entry noting what has been done and pointing to the social media posts that prove it. The ledger needs to be publicly readable and reliably immutable. Clearly, by processing the ledger, you could build a little database of what BIDs exist and which PIDs are mapped to them. The ledger could be constructed with blockchain technology. That's not how I'd build it if you asked me to, but it would work okay. The write rate is probably low enough to survive blockchain's pathetic update performance. There is an important issue the ledger needs to address, based on the fact that social media posts are not immutable. Even tweets can be deleted. Simply because I publish an assertion pair like the one illustrated above doesn't mean that everyone can be confident that they can go and verify it years from now. Therefore, the ledger implementation needs to make it a believable claim that it won't append anything to the ledger that it hasn't verified by fetching the social media posts and validating all the constraints listed above. I'm not sure what the best way to achieve this is, but I have one idea. There could be multiple implementations, each reading new assertions as they are added to the ledger, repeating the verification, and rejecting assertions that can't be validated. Hey, this is starting to sound like a blockchain. What Blueskid does? First of all, it helps you generate assertions. For example, you can ask it to make that Twitter Tumblr BID grant assertion pair for you, send this to the grant assertions endpoint, and it's a little JSON object with a field called BID giving the BID and the grantor and the acceptor, which are Timbray and Tumblr, and so on. Then it'll come back with JSON objects. It's got two fields called grant assertion and accept assertion that have all the drums and guitars and fields and so on that you can post to social media. Then, once the assertions are posted to social media, you can update the ledger. Here's an example of a post that records the Twitter-Tumblr assertion pair, which you'd post to the grant BID endpoint. And it's just got two fields called grant post and accept post, each of which gives a URL, which are the things that we talked about earlier. After you'd posted this, if you send a get to the ledger endpoint, you get, well, and here's a great big blob of JSON with three records, one being the initial claim of the BID, the second being the grant from Twitter to Tumblr, and the third being the grant from Twitter to mastodon.cloud. And I'm not going to spelunk through the JSON, but it says the BID was claimed and then granted twice, and links to the social media posts which contain the assertions that prove that. The code tries to be careful. It blocks BIDs from being claimed more than once, and when it processes assertion pairs, takes care that all the conditions listed above apply. The BIDs and keys are the same, the nonces and signatures are different, the signatures validate, and so on. Also, it enforces the Blue Sky identity constraint that no public key can be used in more than one BID grant transaction. It also provides endpoints that let you query all the BIDs associated with a PID, that's called PIDs for BID, the reverse query, BIDs for PID, or PIDs for BID, I forget which, and given any PID, list the group of PIDs of which it's a member and are mapped together with at least one BID. Here's a little terminal session in which I use curl to exercise all of those points and look up the PIDs that belong to 55555 and get all three of them and look up the BIDs that belong to the Tumblr account and it shows 55555 and then gives the Mastodon account and says, you know, what other PIDs is this mapped to, and it shows all three of them. What Blueskid doesn't do, it doesn't actually post the assertions to the social media sites. I did that by hand. This will require a lot of API wrangling, and the APIs are frankly not that lovable. It does actually use the Twitter V2 API to retrieve tweets, but Tumblr and Mastodon are just HTTP GETs followed by code that roots through their horrible HTML to find the assertion. Bluescape's ledger is a fake. It's in memory, not persisted at all, and it doesn't do signature chaining to ensure that it's immutable. Databases and Merkle trees are hard, but implementing them to do this kind of thing is a fully solved problem. Acknowledgements. The idea of establishing key ownership by publishing signed assertions in social media posts is originally due to Keybase.io quite some number of years ago. This work has benefited from several interventions by Paul Hoffman. And that's all, folks.